This is a Beautiful Mars podcast for Wednesday, April 20th, 2016, from HiRISE, on board NASA's Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter. This image was acquired to look for frost on these generally equator-facing slopes, which are visible in the shadows after enhancing the brightness levels. It is also a dramatic image given the low sun illumination. The Neely Fosse region, located on the northwest rim of Isidis Impact Basin, is one of the most colorful regions of Mars. The colors over many regions of Mars are homogenized by the dust and regolith. But here, the bedrock is very well exposed, except where there are sand dunes. The rocks also have diverse compositions, which produce different colors, in high-rise infrared blue color images. This region is ancient and has a complicated geologic history, leading to interesting structures like layered bedrock, as well as other compositions. This entire landscape is covered by lava flows. Almost all of vast Amazonas Planitia is covered by lava flows, an area comparable to that of the entire continental United States. Amazonas Planitia is also one of the flattest places on Mars because of the thick lava fill. Most of this lava was likely erupted in relatively short periods of time, perhaps thousands of years. Earth has also experienced relatively short-lived pulses with very high lava eruption rates, and these pulses precisely match the dates of four mass extinction events and a dozen or so smaller extinction peaks. A mass extinction is when more than 75% of the species of life on the planet are completely killed off, never to return. On Earth, such high eruption rates release gases such as carbon dioxide that acidify the oceans, probably leading to the extinctions. The study of Mars and other worlds will help us understand the processes causing high eruption rates. This image shows part of a broad plain covered with cratered cones and domes in the northern lowlands of Mars. These cones are typically lighter and smoother than their surroundings, and also have different colors. One possible explanation for these features is that they formed as mud volcanoes. In a mud volcano, wet mud is pressurized and then erupts onto the surface. This can take a variety of forms depending on how wet and fluid the mud is. On Mars, such processes might be related to the giant outflow flood channels, which deposited sediment on the plains. You can see these images and more at uahighrise.org.